there were all the thousands of coordinate points jutting out from the inside skin. They were smoothly arcing as they translated progressive space. It wasn't electricity, really. It was energy driven up to the arc point. And then these arc points did a conversion to space coordinates in terms of pure space. The electricity just kept little motors running behind the points. This thing must have thousands of submotors behind those points. And they could be damaged. It wasn't armored in there. The light shining into it looked funny. It was appearing and disappearing in a flutter. Well, a blast could wreck those translation motors and the points. Flicker or no flicker. A small submotor was a small submotor, and a blast would disable them. The space converter wouldn't convert anymore, and this thing would simply go unpowered and crash. He didn't think the balance motors could support the mammoth drone by themselves. Yes, it would crash. He drew back. Leaning forward was bringing on the blackness again. He mustn't pass out anymore. That was final. He mustn't pass out anymore. In the plane, he gritted his teeth and stayed conscious. He had to work out a rig. Nothing but contact firing devices. What could he use to detonate them? The plane's guns. He would rig it so he would fire the guns and blow the plane backward out the door. An inspection of the battleplane gun panel revealed no damage. The console was not damaged. He looked at the housings of the plane's main and balance motors. Was that a scrap of wire on the floor? But when he leaned forward to see closer, he started to black out again and stood up. Time. He had better work fast. He might even be too late now and crash this thing in the hills with the gas blowing all over. This nausea was just hunger. That was all. He picked up some dried venison and lifted his mask. But chewing on it was an effort. It made him feel worse. What was he doing? He must concentrate. Not just his mind, but even his actions were wandering.